Shusavi Mori. All of my Simon Tadakalov, my Sivdalut, the Sugyo of Totogavar. Now, why is exactly we're here for? So, Pashto, the Cheshbin of the Shulchan Aruch is we have the Gemara and Kol HaBosser, Lach Zayin, bring down the Sugyo of Tzaynim Mitzaynim. Building upon that, we mamchich the idea of Tzaynim Mitzaynim, and we're coming from the Sugyo of Psochem. Over there, brings down the Brisa that says it depends on the cases. If it's Tzaynim Mitzaynim, the Lach is Adocha. If it's a case of Cham Mitzaynim, then the Lach is Ad Meklo Balei Porto. If it's Cham Mechamim, then the case over here is that we pass it to the talk of our, then the case will be kuloi. So first we had the sugya of psachim, defining how to apply the idea of when you say the klal of tzayin b'tzayin loch v'adocho. The gemara over there is mamshech, med v'amamurim, it's not a case of licho. The case of licho will have its premonitories. And after the gemara is mamshech, afterwards, med v'amamurim, was no case of pili, or a case of metuvah metablam, no cracks and crevices, or if it has spices, if it has those halachas, it will have its own gedarim and kolam. Therefore, you analyze the simon over here, sif aleph through sif gimel is halacha of tzaynin. Sif dalet over here is taking the halacha when you apply the kolam of tzaynin, and better we realized over here there are three different cases in Shulchan Aruch. And the three cases are really the order of the brayso of Mesachim Daf Ayin Vav. That means the first case over here is cham becham, that's the first case of the brayso. The second case is Cham B'Tarif Tzoynin, this is the second case. And third case, Tzoynin B'Tarif Tzoynin, is the third case, the Braisel. Afterwards, it's Siv Hayin, Siv Vav, the Sugyum Licha, is a Hemshuk, the Sugyum Psochem, the Vayin Vav. Then Siv Zayin, the Sugyum Pili, Tavlina, also the Hemshuk, the Sugyum Psochem, the Vayin Vav. Therefore, the order over here of the Sugyum of Tzadik Aleph is really the Seder, the order of Psochem, that means you start off with Kuv Zayin in Kol HaBosser, of this at Tzoynin B'Tzoynin, and afterwards, going off on a tangent, explaining what the category of Tzoynin B'Tzoynin is. I mean, Mamshech doing the whole entire simon. Afterwards, next simon is Tibas Chol of the Daf Kuv Ches. We're going back to Kol HaBosser and Kuv Ches. So first, that's the order over here. Now, again, the Sif Dalet over here, Betzim, you realize, the Oyun Kol of the Sugya to talk over, Betzim, there are three separate halachas over here in Sif Dalet. The first halacha is the Sugya of Cham B'Cham. Now, in Cham B'Cham, the skim over here did not explain it. However, they keep him saying the Shach and Taz, what's worked on other places. That means the loch over here in Cham B'Cham, the loch is kuloi. However, says the Taz, for example, what's the loch if it's inside a kli? He said over there, if it's inside a kli, ayin sim kofes of gimel. What's the loch over there? And we look in the nice kelim off the page, the malachim over here, the badai shulchan, and the madanai shulchan, others, they go through all the loch of Cham B'Cham over here, and they're all building like the Shach and Taz say from sim kofes. Let me just a quick chazor comes out in the first case in the what says over in Shulchan Aruch Tzedal is first a case of Cham B'Cham. Let me first you have a case of a kli. What's the loch of a kli? Says the Taz Ein Sim Kofes of Gimel. Over there, what came out very simple of the kli rishon, whether it's ala eish or shlal eish. The case of Yad Slav's point, the loch is kuloi, like it says over here. If it's a case of a kli sheni, again, let's get off the page, get involved with the loch is. What we came out, what we learned is the mechab that Moa says a kli sheni, the loch is mutar b'di'evet. What does b'di'evet mean? Like all nuts are shaylon. The way how the shach of the paskins, he said the loch is a person can be makel by a seer of a heftim rubo for a klipo. In the case of a kli cheres matech, is a kami makel. And the way how the shach came out of there, heftim rubo v'davu choshev, you can be makel. Otherwise, you want to be machmer. The way the swarm come out be'ikr, they get to food, have the bana shulchan over here paskins. He come out the choch mazodim mokm heftim, you can be makel. That's one case to send you to. A second case the Taz sends you to. The loch of Shir the Chamim was how had his hat? What's he getting of hat? So again, he sends you to loch and Sim Kofei. Of this, brought down by the nice Kalim for the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf and Beis. The case where it's the gets burnt, the creation shall tinuk. The stomach of the tinuk gets burnt, that's hot. Now, as the Pesachim say, we don't try that on children, see where the get over here is. And there, with the Pesach Chuv over there, brings down, ain't on the Bekim. Yeah, Yas Lesboy. What is Yas Lesboy? So the Peskachuva says Einanu Bekiyim, and again we went through by Riches, we learned the Sugya there, what the category is, looked among the Svarm, the way it came out between 110 and 113 Fahrenheit, L'Churma, L'Kula, 160, 170 Baker. A third case, again the Taz over brings down, is this halacha is when it's Davka the Issa Machmat's Atzmoy. If it's an Issa Blua, again he sends the halacha to Sim Kufay, by Sim Zayin, Ein over there, what the halacha is, if it's an Issa Blua, it would not come out, it was Kachosh, which Shaman Mais would come out. So again, the Taz sends you three cases over there in Kofay. The Shach also discusses, it says over there, the loch is a kol osir. What Moshe says is 110, Shlomo Zalman says 113, the Chandish says 104. What? Celsius is 43. 43, right? The Kula will be 50, I don't know, something.
Between 110 and 160.
Well, Moshe says 110, Shlomo Zalman says 113.
He's in the higher end, though.
The higher is, well, Moshe and Truba writes 160, 170. That means you want to say, if you can get to, let's say, Yain, you want to say it's Mavushal, Moshe says you have to do at least 160, 170 Fahrenheit.
So it would
be again, the way the locha is going to my chama kol osir. Again, the Shach says it's not that simple, a kol osir. If you learn some kofei, it's not that clear. So again, the Shach says it really depends if it's inside a kedero, or is it case of sleep. Again, he's tending to do what the lochas are. He says, if it's a kedera, it's bishul, bishul a koloser. Is if it's a case of tzli, so the loch really depends. If it's kochush, then the mechaba paskins is natila by tzli. If it's shomeng, the loch will be shishim. The more paskins are inon of akiyim. And therefore, the skin again, off the page being down, the loch will mice be paskins, again, a koloser, we need shishim and natila. They do point out, but let's say in certain cases it can be mekel. Again, what came out from the Stimmel Kofes of Zayin, we came out that loch lemaisa, if it's a case of vada kochosh, then if it's ister abon, it can be mekel. If it's ister reisa, all may have success, it can be mekel. And if it's a sraf shamnunis, it's a deraisa. Kiregi brings down, Hanish, at least you have it the other way, Hanish passes that way, but a shulchan brings down loch lemaisa, can be mekel by hefsik tas, which is vada kochosh, like matzah bread. And when it's only a sraf shamnunis, then what came out from Kiveger, he brings down, then if it's a deraisa, only have some rubah, so Rabbanan have success. So again, so it's true that there's a local here, this first Ekimta. I said over the kits of what came out over here, by the page, no, it came off the page. And now we'll try to focus what comes out, a local maestro, on to talk over, which is really our sugi over here. Now this inin, psachim that I involve, is machlokis, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says the log over, Shmuel says the talk over. The Gemara brings down two brises like Shmuel, and therefore it's brought down, and Rashi says in the Sugya, that even though the Klal Rav is Shmuel Loch Rav, however, over here, since we have two brises like Shmuel, we're going to pass like Shmuel, and we're going to pass into Togavar. That's where we pass into Togavar. Now, again, this idea of Togavar, this is now the eighth time we came across it. We came across it already seven different times. Let me just again to speak it out. We came across the Locha and Simukul faces given by the Sugya Bishul. A bishul, what's the loch over there? With the bottom thing is hot, say kuloi. The top thing is hot, they would say ad meklo, vola, only case of a porto. The second time we came across it, didn't sleep. Simukrovei by sivol. Same exact loch. If the bottom is hot, it's kuloi. If the top is hot, it'll be only case of a klipo. The third time we came across it is in again Simukrovei, in Sifud Aleph by the case of Malicho. Which we'll get to by the next chabur, it's brought down also over here by the Sugya Malicho and Sifrei. You say the cloud to talk over by salt, by salting something. What's the shaila? Really, the question is, what is the love that's behind the to talk over? If you understand one of the options that the Torah's Chatzis brings down for Istavet Orach, why do we say to talk over? What's the reason behind it? The simple understanding of Ilmaik saying over, had ear rises. If had ear rises, that's why the bottom thing overcomes the top thing. If so, by Malicha, there's no heat there. You touch it, you're not going to get burnt. There's no fire over there. There's no heat. It might be an acid base or citrus, but no heat. If so, the shell is, there's a concept, the idea to talk over, apply by the case of Malicho. When you learn Simu Kufay Sifyud Aleph, over there is a machlikist. The Machaba want to be Mekel. The Mo says, the Ma'i said, no shaykh has to be Machmer. And we'll see over here in Sif Hey, it'll be the horse to use a Machaber. We'll have to answer how to exactly apply the klal of the talk over together with Sugum Malicho. The fourth time we had the idea of talk over is Sugum Ze Eitzel Ze. Over there, we got a shaila among the Sekelim. It is applied when side by side. What's the sword to understand? What is the idea to talk over? What's at the maker bolo? What's at the maker? What's the word maker mean? So tatovia being done like it's Rashi and Isaveta Orach. Rashi says the word maker. It's loshon kar when it cools down. The way how he brought on Isaveta Orach, loshon of yoker, pressure. Therefore, is balei a porter or not? Depends if it's. You must say it is. And the Gemara has two reasons, either it's out of pressure or until it cools it down.
What does it mean? Therefore, what does the pressure do?
Exactly? One on top of another affects the other one. Mm-hmm. Therefore, a couple of nafkmins they have. One nafkmin they want to tighten is, what's lacha zeh chazeh, says the Yad Yehuda. It's one story it says, there is no pressure. But there is heat until it cools down. So according to Rashi, should maybe have the idea as a concept about a mekel abolo. According to the idea of pressure, it's side by side, there's no getter pressure over here. Maisa, what came out when you learned over there in Simon Kofes of Gimel, that the was machlokes, the Amor and the Shach, the came out in Machaber, the Amor over there came along and says, we do say the Klal Tog Avar, which had the same exact klal. Masha Enkein, the Taz and Shach, where down the Yam Shloim, it says, no, Mitzad Sugya of Torah Meliach, therefore, always the getter of Shishim, and therefore, the thing that's signing, Allah will be Kuloi. And the Taz says, we make a Behef Simuva. That's the fourth case we had. A fifth time we had the Sugya Tog Avar, is that again in Simon Kufay of Gimel, a case of Eichel Negeta Kalim. Now, Eichel the Kalim, there are two cases, the Eichel inside the Kli, and the second case, the Kli inside Eichel. That means the Geta Eichel inside the Kli, the Lachat Yer Kli, a Hakli, and bottom, you have an Eichel on top. What's the Lach in that case? Again, they're more on the Shah Paskins, they have the same Klolim. Therefore, the Kli is cold. Tog Avar, therefore, only Kli, for otherwise, not the way. Mashenkin, the Shach Bikat, not like the Yamshu Shloimo, he wants to have the Aigeda of Togov not applied to Kalim, because Kalim will not naturally have beliefs inside. The other one say that Locha should be a case of Kuloi. Might the Swami seem go like the Amor and the Shach and say, no, Kalim have the same call to Togovar. A sixth time we had the Sugya to Togovar, but all the way around, we had a case of a Kli going inside the Oichel. For example, very common case, you have over here a pot, boiling hot pot, food inside. Take your spoon, you put it inside. You have your flesh kapat, you put your milk spoon inside. How much of that spoon is going to aser, or how much is coming out from that spoon? So if you say Togavar, say Kuloi. The mice over there will come, the set of Kivego, the Kofei, standing to the Simon Tzagdal, the whole spoon is not aser. You will not say this Klal, but whatever is inside the pot is aser, whatever is outside the pot, the mice is mutter. So we don't have the Klom at Togavar, and what the Gedormar will have to get to Simon Tzagdal, had to apply practically. A seventh time we had it by the sugya of Issa Blua.
But the part of the spoon that is in the food
will be Osir.
Cool, and not clean.
Correct. Yeah, like that's the bottom thing is hot. The bottom thing is hot, of course.
So
yes.
Is that because it's the other way? Whatever that's like.
So, again, we'll have to get Tzadik Dal. We saw it in Kiveg and Simon Tzadik Kofei. He sent you to Lachat Tzadik Dal, which you didn't know yet. The seventh time we had the sugya is by a get of Issa Blua. By a Issa Blua, the Lach is when it's Kochish, it won't come out. When Shema will come out, but let's say the Istablua is cold on bottom, the Togavar. Kochish never comes out, but would Shema come out or not? It's come along the Shach, what a Taino, when you have an Istablua that Shema, the bottom is cold, would not say the Chumra to Togavar to make love Bolle Porto, and therefore would not say the Sugim Klipo. Mashenki, we had over there, Kirege wants to argue on the Shach. Kirege said, no, we still say the Sugim Klipo. So fine, so we already had seven times concept of Togavar. So you could ask, if so, why is it here at eighth time? What's the point over here?
So the Chora... Say
eight times. Actually, this is going to be a ninth time in Simon Tzadik Beis, but we didn't get there yet. But why is it here for? So the Chora, the Chiddush over here is very simple. Again, we had it by Mlich and Sli and by Bishel, but do we say it by Basel B'Cholot? That means a lot of times we can have the same halacha, we get to Mlich and Sifei. Why is it here? It's in Kofei also. And in Simon Tzadik Beis. We have to say these halachas apply by Isirim. These halachas apply to Basel B'Cholov. Who says they apply? And Besim, there's a Kivega on the page over here that certain Shulchan Aruch have, not all of them have, and what Shulchan Aruch you have. There's a Kivega in Ashmot says that there's a Chiddush over here. A Maisa, the idea in the Geta Basel B'Cholov, he wants a Taino, it's not the death of the Bishul, and therefore it's only a Dindu Rapan over here. Or the way the Chavdas wants a Taino will never be a case of the Raisa, because it will not lead to a case of Michael Ben Desai. So the whole entire halacha is the only case of the Rapanon. If it's a Rabbanon, who said we'll say the Chumrah to make La Bala Porto? It's a Chumrah to make La Bala. Who says we'll say in this case? Kamash Blondo, all the Klum to Togov applies to Basel B'Cholov. You might think it would not apply to the Kivegar. Kamash Blondo does apply. That's the Chiddush over here. That's why it's brought down over here.
Do you see from Sariyav
who says. What?
You see from Sariyav applies to all seven cases?
Yeah, that's what Kivegar is saying. That's you, sorry. And Aigi Ismi, who says so? Economy. Maybe Basel B'Cholov does not apply. Gemara says so. Gemara has two prices. The man has the first price that says all the klom. The second price is the Basel B'Cholov. So the Kivega, what's the second price? Come tell you the loch of Basel B'Cholov. I mean, we'll come and say a chiddush over here that do not tell me Basel B'Cholov is different. And the svar say why it's different. Why again? Kivega has a svar why? Because it's not derech bishuloi to Rabbanon. But the Chavdas has a svar why? Because it will not be a din deraiso. Because it will not lead to Michael ben Desai. Again, it will not be a case of a deraiso. Two different reasons. And therefore, there's a chiddush over here that points out that Lach L'Maisa will pass him still all the klum apply the Togava Lachum and Lakula in its own parameters. We'll see. No, that's another point over here. Yeah? Yeah. That doesn't seem to be the cross. They threw that in over here. That's it comes up in the circuit, correct. Now we have this halacha again of to talk over. The idea over here is, again, the simple understanding is how ear rises, we pass like Shmuel. There are going to be, we'll see in Simon Sanic Bays, other ways to understand it. There'll be another basic idea coming from the Chumash Tradition over here. The Chumash Tradition is brought on the Beis Yosef, which is brought on Lof Lamaisa, Simon Sanic Bays of Zion. That means we're not finished the talk over, we'll have to get to the Beis of Zion. The case of Chumash Tradition is you have a pot that overflows, bubbles out, rolls down, comes down in counter, and hits the your milk hits your flesh kapat. So what's the akimt in that case? What's the loch in that case? The way the Beis Yosef also explains is since it's still connected, it's a sugya to tog gavar, and therefore it has a loch on the mekla baloy, a case of a klipo. Baloy port, a case of a klipo. Now, what's top and what's bottom over there? They hit side by side. So they come along the shach over here, and more in Talik Beis points out, the idea over here, he wants time that whatever moves, that is the Eloi, and whatever is stationary, that's the toy. That means usually what happens, the top thing is moving on top of the bottom thing. That's the top thing moves, falls down, the liquid, the meat, falling on top of the thing that's on bottom. That's Eloi versus Tatoi. Therefore, the same idea is coming from the Chumash Tradition, so the Shach wanted to explain, the milk that's moving is hitting the pot that's solid, that's Eloi versus Tatoi. And they want to explain why the thing that moves does not have as much koyach as the thing that's stationary. So not just the vortex of how it arises. Without that, it's more than that, or different than that in the shach. The idea that whatever moves does not have a koyach to affect something else. The thing that's stationary, that's what Shmuel is saying. The talk of our, I mean, the bottom thing. The thing that's stationary, sitting there, and just affecting things, not doing anything. This one is busy right now. It's being Isaac, it's moving, it doesn't have enough time, or it's being Isaac is something else. This is, it's moving. It sounds like it's like Matthias. Matthias, I can't explain any laws to Shmuel either. I can't explain it. We'll get to also. But that's, again, we see that from the Chumash Tradition.
We see it from the Rambam, when the meat sinks to the bottom.
Yeah, well, same idea. That means they also point out the case, let's say the liquid starts on top, and then ends up being on bottom, still the liquid will have a case of Eloi, because that's the one that's moving, the thing that's stationary is at top. Correct. Now, there's an obvious question, which you seem to be pointing out over here, is that we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Eloi Gavar to Tog Gavar. Why? Go test it out. That means the Gemara says in Chulin Dan Sang Zayin, Gortan Loch Lamaisim on the Machaber, the Suga Kfelo. Semich on a Goy to go taste it. Kfelo. Not only that, let's say in Chulin Amor, you can't be Semich on Goy, Bizmana Zeb. Bizmana Chasal, you certainly were Semich upon it. Not only that, you sell your Semich on. So take two kosher pieces of meat, put one on top of another, and see if you taste it or not. What is this Machloikis? Rav Shmuel, is very hard, and numerous times you have a cash, how can Machloikis the Metzias? Especially in the Gerah, tell us, go find out. Does it go, when I eat the piece of meat, does it go cool or not go cool? When I'll get go case of Klippo. What's going on over here? It's very strange what the Machlokes is. We have big rice for prices. Just go taste it. Go see yourself what happened over here. So there's a Rashi and Mishmas Abayis who seems to point out this Indian over here and says, Ein lano ela k'divrei chachamim. It doesn't really answer. They bring it down. He seems to point out this issue in the get togavar. He points out without really addressing how to answer this question. The crazy place over here, he does address this question. He wants a chiddush. It's a tam kolosh. It's a very weak taste. You can't really taste it, which will at least have a problem. If you can't taste it, so why is it also? If you can't taste it, then we can't taste it. What's going on over here? So there's Nadipudu and Tshuva. There's a Pim Gadim. There's an Archa Shulchan. They're addressing also with this an other aspect over here. Are we semich on a kfeila? That means, in this case, let's say you had one thing go on top of the other. Now the top thing over here, the bottom thing is hot, top thing is cold. Can you go to a kfeila and say, taste it? You don't taste it, unless you go eat it. Are we semich on a kfeila? So they point out, Bishwam, according to Rashi, you know already Rashi, that's like Zayn, hold, you always need shishim and kfeila. Say that shishim is no top. When we lemaise the paskin, the kfeila works even less than shishim. Are we semich on a kfeila when it's the talk over? The bottom thing is hot, top thing is cold. Go over to Kfeil and tell them to go eat it, go taste it. So come along, the Behuda and the Pirim Gonim, and they write, basically, the concept is like this. Yes, they are Nemon. So if there are Neman, what's going on? They explain that it doesn't happen every single time that the blias of the bam thing that's hot will go into the top thing. It doesn't. It happens some of the times. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. To make a kviyas and make a halach and a psak based upon what the goyim is saying, that we can't do. Because if you don't taste it, maybe this time it didn't come through. If you don't taste it the second time, maybe this time and third time, maybe it didn't go through. And every time you didn't taste it, it's no raya. Maybe the next time it does go through.
It changes
the meal. That really is a problem. That means if you find out you taste it one time, it does go through, let's prove it already. Could be, that's a little bit hard, but they're addressing this issue. They're not answering it fully, but at least they're pointing out this concept is not, we know, goes through. That means sometimes yes, sometimes no. To be similar and kfil is to make halacha that we can go do. However, you want to eat this specific piece of meat, since we've got maybe Yehuda, no problem. Good kfil. He doesn't taste it, no, it's mutter. That means you are seven kfilas, but to prove the klal of chazal that you can't do. And again, it doesn't answer fully, you could ask a question. So, the one time that you do taste it, we see it goes through.
So the whole, all these halachas over here are only if you didn't taste it, if you would taste it.
The way around. If you don't taste it, the goy doesn't
taste it.
You taste it. It's also. And that's in general.
I meant if somebody would taste it and tell you there's no time here.
There's no time?
So it is that then the
there's no time is mutter. That's so good. Failure. A lochan and again to any iser, any, let's say it's head to batter. But the piece of meat that's had on bottom, that's tzadik ches. That will get tzadik beis. That's so good. Failure is all over. Numerous times brought down the lochan failure. Failure
overrides.
Here it's saying the lochan out failure. These are the klolim, and then you have failure overrides. Yeah. Failure says no iser. Failure
overrides.
Yeah. So therefore, we cannot be samech on them to tell us a klal, but maisa will be samech upon them. Tell us, can you eat this piece of meat? Another basic question they try to understand the sugyo is we're saying the hot thing heats up the top thing if the thing at the bottom is hot. Now, let's say you have a cup of water on bottom. You take a basin of water and you fill the whole cold basin on top of this hot water that's on the cup of water that's boiling hot on bottom. Is the cup of water that's boiling hot going to heat up the water on top? You threw the whole bathtub on top of it. Heat it up. So the loch is Gemara and Shabbos Atam Gimel. We're talking loch and Simon Shin and Ches. Says Mechaber. It's mutter on Shabbos. It's not Mavashal. You want to have your hot cup. And Mishpura speaks out. Not your tipa tipa. I mean, throw it down all of one shot. Might say it's mutter. If so, in fact, there are Cheshulchan by us. Hakitab in the hot thing. That's on bottom. We'll heat up the top thing. We see in the Mishpura. On Shabbos, you let it take the water, a big basin, and throw it on top of the thing that's on bottom that's hot. How can you tell me the bottom thing is heating up the top thing over here? So the Chashukim wants to mechadish the case that came to the Gemara and the cases over here is one shoven b'shoven.
Equal.
This is the same size as that, and therefore the bottom thing is heating up the top thing.
The difference between equal and amatir is much, much bigger.
No, this is not
amatir. Say, why does that have to be equal? Just can't
that's
be
the first thing he wants to say. The Yitz Numus Kasher is why I say that for. Yitz even the better Kasher. That's said about the Shulchan. The Gemara's case. The Gemara's case is what? They have a tibah on top of the cheres. The cheres is big, the tibah is small. The Gemara says, Gemara has a case of a sachal b'shemen. Sachal b'shemen, the whole piece is big, and the sachal b'shemen truma is small. The Gemara's case is not that way. So, I'll swear why I say that for, and all he points out is this is not true. The Gemara's case is not that way. So, of course, it doesn't really answer the question. So, just what how the Achonim of the body explains also, he says over the Yisodavir is not that this will heat up the top. I mean, the question is who's affecting who? That means at the end of the day, if the whole basin of water goes to the top of the cup of water and it ends up being not Yad Sladis Poy, it won't be Yad Sladis Poy. This portion will be cold, be mutter. But when one is touching another, and then at the end of the day, one will be the top thing will be Yad Sladis Poy, who's affecting who? Who's is the top one affecting the bottom one, or the bottom one is affecting the top one? That's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And that is what Shmuel is coming along to say, Loch L'maisa Togola, and the bottom thing is the top, is affecting the top thing. Take it like a step further, even. You have the top thing over here that's hot, the bottom thing that's hot, the bottom is cooling. It's bullshit. Top, bottom, hot. But let's say the top thing is boiling hot, you're pouring out boiling hot, and the bottom thing is hot, but it's in a cliche. Hot and cliche. That means the bottom thing is 100 Celsius, 200 Fahrenheit, boiling hot, but the mice is in the cliche. What is a cliche? The Gemara in Shabbat says cliche is not mavashal. Chabam what paskin, it's mice is a get of tsainin. Sign it's cold. You touch your hand, put your hand there, it's boiling hot. But Chazal say, Medina the loch is, it's cold. It's not going to transfer time, it's not going to do an active visual, it's cold. So now you have one thing is boiling hot, touching another thing is boiling hot. Is this halacha that the din will be that the bottom thing is cold and only be a case of a klipa? No, it's hot to hot. The halacha is a case of kuloi. How could that be? Because the Chazal say it's tiny, it's cold.
No, how could
that? Okay. Both the two boiling hot things over here. And then for the halacha of hot to hot.
It can't be better than how you stuck it.
Don't understand. No, you have a hot thing, it's going on top of a hot thing. In the case of kuloi, and it can be like, mamash like hot to hot, the bottom thing is hot. In the case of klipa, the bottom thing is cold. Chazal can get out cold. So the Maisa, the Prim God brings down, he has six chakiras over here.
Isn't that talking about
her and more Matzias? Oh, so right, so that's what I'm trying to point out. That's not Matzias over here. No, Maisa's hot, spilling out. So again, the way the Swam seem to saying, Chazal are not telling us how to get to hot. Chazal come tell us what affects what. Chazal are telling us the bottom thing has a gedder of cliche, a gedder of tzainan, a gamma 100 Celsius. So what? Says the Prim Godim, he beats down the Minchas Yaakov and say, it's hot to hot, it's cool. Says the Prim Godim, no. We'll get again the clear halacha on Simitzach Beis of Zayin. The halacha would not be that way. The halacha is that the Chazal tells the Klisheni to get it, what do you mean to get it? It's hot. Well, the question is, does this thing affect the thing on top or not affect the thing on top? Chazal telling us that this thing cannot affect the thing on top, and therefore the get it on Mekla, but they pour it along the other case of Klippo.
That sounds like
a garage. Yeah, a lot. Yes.
It's going to be totally in the place when the garage is on the place.
Otherwise,
it's like this one. Like this. I'm
saying
it's
going to
be
totally
in
the
garage with the place. It's not arguing.
Not going to be everyone agrees to it. The look is, what does that do?
Said before in on all different Chazal. It's always going to be also by
No, Fela Chazal say something like Fela also. No, every halacha, but one thing does, other thing it's awesome, unless they're Fela. So even the Rashba agrees to Fela being water. I'll taste it, no time here.
Maybe
you
should cliche
this, but not only by Shabbat, but Shabbat. That's Simukufa, it's a base. According to Mechab that Amor, the whole is no cliche. Now tell me the Shach over there have Simuba, the Taz says have Simuba, the Davachoshim. I never call, but according to the Mechaber the Ramon, the Ramon seen Sabbeis of Zion has this case. He says the second thing, the bottom thing is hot, and the Mas still says the Gedder of to talk of and the Mechel only case of a Porto. Yes. According to Ramon, yes. Right now, the get to the sugya of the bottom thing is called Ademaykelo Bola until it cools down. Again, either the lashon of Kar. Or the lashon over here of
heavy.
So the chiddush over here, a case of klipa. Now, the question over here is: this halacha of klipa is it a chumra or is it mikra din? Which truly leads to the mevucha of the taz, the mechaber, shach, namo. Exactly what happened with this milk over here that you cannot do a case of a klipa. So just to explain where they're coming from. Again, we have two braises megmonav ayinvol and slachem to explain that we pass like Shmuel. The first price says this is klolim. First price says a case of tzaynin into cham. If it's cham macham or tzaynin cham, the locha it's kuloi. If it's a case of tzaynin into tzaynin or a case of cham into tzaynin, the locha will be it's mutter. What says mutter? How can that be? What says it means the case of tzaynin into cham. Sorry, where are we? Tzaynin into tzaynin, the locha will be ademeklo bolo. Case of a klipo. That's the first price that locha is. The second price that came along and said same thing with a kimto. The boser fell inside cholov. Therefore, if it's cham or cham, be kuloi. Mashaken, if it's a case of cham or tzaynin, or tzaynin or tzaynin, the loch will be a case of nothing. And what says it, of course, the case of cham or tzaynin, the case of the mekla bolo. In fact, Taisus, it's the same right to Shmuel, why being on two braces for? What's the point of having two braces over here? Says Taisus, bring down a bring tam, mashmul and a chiddush. Like in most cases, by boser, you do a klipa, take over klipa. Cholov, it's not possible to klipa. So it gets mixed in right away. Therefore, since it cannot mix in, therefore, it's yefshe be klipa, you do not need a case of klipa. You do not need a case of shishim against a klipa. That means the chiddush over here, the second price is by boser, it does apply. Or by cholov, the maestro, it will not apply the halacha of klipa. Mamshuk taisis, that's the main tam. However, the Levi disagrees. He said the halacha is not so. Maestro, klipa, and shishim is a klipa, like all cases. Halacha l'maisa, come on the mechaber by us and says very simple case of cholo. What's halacha l'maisa? It's motor. Hassel is like Rebbein Tam. You cannot find a klipa by cholo l'maisa motor. Says the Amar the same thing. You get to boster. You cannot do a case of kalfoy. You do not do it that way. Also the boster motor. Yes, for kalfoy l'maisa motor. That means the mechaber the Amar passed like Rebbein Tam. Come along the Tazen Shach. The Yisbim was cautious. Then again, the klal of here, what sounds like when you should do klipo and you cannot do klipo, the loch is you do not need shishim versus the klipo. That's the klal. One kash to ask is you have a case of the yerech that got sold together with the gerah nosho, then you took afterwards and you mevashlit. The loch over there is, that's going to be answered. I might only ask the klipo like sugyom licho, why are you asking it for? One question. Another question is if at the orach, we're passing like a man in time, yet a klal amavav, it brings down the loch, you need shishim versus the klipo. Second question. The third question he asks is: you have a case where you have a sakin of a goy to shchita with. The loch is the base of shchita is also the klipo, and you cannot go do that. Also, sounds like the shisha versus the klipo over here. Taz wants to answer that question. Shach does not answer that question. Fine. These are caches over here. Therefore, come along the Taz and says the ma'aser, we have these caches and steers. He argues. You pass like a rivo. Loch the ma'aser, you pass like a rivo. The Kiriger, again on the Shmutz on the page, he also sounds like he wants to pass it like before. He says, and really a question over here. Beit Tam says, what do we have two prices for? And he answers it very simple. Tell you the Chiddush of the No Halacha of Shishim by the case in the milk. How do we answer what do we have two prices for? Rivo, how do you answer it? Tell you that up in your Akasha, Beit Tam answered, and Rivo, how do you answer it? So come on, Kiriger, and says, we mentioned it in the beginning of Chaburo. Right, but come on, Kivagin. So that's very simple. We said the meaning Chabura. Who said we say to Togova to make La Bola of Porto by the case of Basa Bukhalov? Maybe Basa Bukhalov is more of a Chumra over here because not Shach the case of the Raiso. Kivagin says again, maybe it's not a case of the Raiso, not Dech Bishuloi. Maybe it's not the Raiso, not Michael Ben Nasai. Therefore, Vagaret, the reason why the Gemara brought down this second Raiso for, tell you to Togova applies Basa Bukhalov. That's why it's brought down for. To tell you the halacha of these klala apply to Basa B'chalav. That's you have a second price support. Right, but that adds to the Rivo. I said we can make such good tarot, Zed Nachoin. And therefore it sounds like you want to pass along to Rivo. Well, I answer you, main time, want is hold my mokum by Basa B'chalav. This is Kim Tov here. No, it'll be about all cases. Side of one, side of right, but all cases. What make Chalak according to Kiriagar? That's his time over here. Now he does say, just to point out, Kiviger is saying this idea over here that the concept of Iroi by Basa B'chalav is not a case of Deraiso. Now if we read the next Kiviger, he says it is a Deraiso. And we read Kiviger in the first one on page Zion, he says is Iroi a case of Deraiso by Basa B'chalav? He says it is a Deraiso. And it sounds like he's not being mechalik over here. And the Noyes Kim discuss this, and the Pimgad is Mesopic. This is not that simple as Klal, that's Aleph. A second point over here, the Chavadah says, voice to Rabbanon. He says, could not get to the level of Michael Ben Nesoy, so Basim Chol is not Michael Ben Nesoy, not even the Raiso. Then also the Mavuch among the Chorim, is that true or not? Some people pass on the Chavadah. There's a Pichodesh, Pimgad is to argue with the Chavadah. But those are the two Makarios where the Kapmi say that's the Chiddush over here to answer the question, and therefore the Rivol is correct. We took away the Rebbein Tam's Raya. Rebbein Tam's Raya from one Mar Mokum. Why do we have a second Raya? Then why have a second Raya? You pass him my selecto. Why can tell the Halacha Togav applied by the case of Basa B'chalav? Fine, it's my selecto. We have one Mar Mokum here, the Taz Paskins, like Rivo. Now again, Kiviger, I'm not sure I Paskin, at least the Shmorta sounds that way. The next one did not sound that way. They took out Kiviger, so I'm not sure. Then they Harry Paskins. The second Malach come along the Shach, and what's the Machalik, where the case over here is Nicker and not Nicker. He points out the case in the milk is not nicker. Therefore, a boss will be like the case in the milk if it's grounded off, or the case that it's nivlal mixed inside, and you cannot see it anymore. In that akibdo, you cannot do a case of shishim, then you can't be mekel. Otherwise, if the clip is still around, you'll need a case to take off the clip on. Then you need shishim on top of that. We don't have shishim.
You need clip on and shishim?
Yeah, yes.
When you see it.
When you see it, when it's nicker. When it's not nicker, you say the mice can't be mekel. A third malach, which the last one seem to really want to go with. is a shach chilek on the Rama. No, he seems to be saying pshat on
the
Rama. Now they do point out if you read the Torah's Chatzis and others, not that simple. But he seems to be saying pshat on the Rama. It's not nicker. Just like the milk's not nicker, also not nicker. Because he says it's ground up. Yeah, he says yeah.
That's like in a case where it's not nicker. Then
yeah, that's what means over here. Compared to milk, it's not a case of nicker. The third way to answer this question, the Kiveger brings down the Magen Avraham in the Pesach. Over there, once a time, it really depends where the sugar is coming from. Is it a chumah ba'almo? Who is the Meikar Adin? Says the Magen Avraham, the whole idea of the Meikalah of Bola is a chumah ba'almo. In chumah, the law is, if you cannot find it, you have Shulamaita, find it, Meikal, case of, you know, not Nishishim. If the law is Klippah, is Meikar Adin, the question you're asking from the case of Lichal, Sakhna, Shalav, and Zara, those cases are Meikar Adin, so why Nishishim? That's the way to answer it. Now, Kivek goes on further, and the other Chayim who bring down this Magen Avraham have a hard time with it. Because what's halacha by Iroi? By Iroi. Now, by Iroi, there are two cases. There's a case of Nisak and Loi Nisak. Bira Dover, just Metzias. You have a pitcher pouring out milk, tiny toys. Milk on top of a piece of meat. There are two ways how the milk can be coming to this piece of meat. Either still attached to the source of the pitcher, or no, either you pour it and you pull back right away, and while it's in the ear, it's not connected to anything. That's called nifsak. Loi nifsak is still connected to the source. They will have different halachas say over here, and different halachas simtang based in zayin. That means in Holka Shabbos. That means the gate of Holka Shabbos, what we had over there, was if you did a case of iroy on Shabbos, loch we paskin machlok shemay tam vashpan, we paskin is mevashuk de klipo deraiso. In this case of deraiso over here, that even if he did it on Shabbos, it'll be a knas, even the evidence also. Mash enkin, if it's nifsek kiloch in the Shabbos, the Lachas Simchin Yeches, if you're the Mishabu over there, says that we don't do that on Shabbos, but what's the Lachas, but the evidence won't be a knas. It's only a chokachomu. That means first what comes down, Iroi, when it's lane nifsek, the Lachas is klipo. Now, first of all, we pass in klipo. Iroi, that's not nifsek, the Noisikalim be'ikha paskin is klipo, hagam the izataz, that bring down the Yamshu Shloimah case, kulay, it's in kofay.
When he paskins, he doesn't bring down that then.
Not over there, we'll get some tzaddik dalad, he'll paskin away. Right, the kofay, yes, he paskin like the mashal. He paskin like the mashal, hagam, that's true. He's not bringing it down over there. He just brings down the mashal without ending it with maskona, but in tzaddik dalad, he paskin that way. It's very clear. But we the mashal paskin, iwa is kdei klipo. That's when the case over there, when it's loy nifsak. When it's nifsak, command all the swam say, also klipo, except for chaznish, you want time to mice its mutter, said no my mokum, all that's came over here, say the lochus klipo. They're both klipers, nifsak and loy nifsak. Except loy nifsak is midinoi, dinderais, the bishop, and loy nifsak, the lochus mice can be a case that's only dinder abonon. Therefore, what's the case over here? Come on, Kivagin says further. Number one over here, Adamaiko is a chumru. If so, we might have a case of the Iroi over here. If we said the case of the Iroi that we're discussing, we must be a case of Nifsak. Now, Biradover, by the case of Boss that's falling out, hits the milk, that's of course Nifsak. That's Mitzias. Every salad that comes out, there's Nifsak from the source. Aigin Ismi is a Dover Gush. They give the Chumar Dover Gush. Anyway, the Mechabim don't hold the Chumar Dover Gush. Not the Geir. There's the second case of the Mechabim when the milk fall on top of the Bosser. Over there it says the Kivegim must be a Chumro, but must be a case of Nifsak. Kiddush. The case over the case of Nifsak. That means the people going to bring down the same Magen Avraham said, what are you talking about? Simus and Noisy Kalim, the Shulchan Aruch, even the case of Loin Nifsak. He is as a cash against the Noisy Kalim, against the Shulchan Aruch over here. How can the Magen Avraham say it's Teretz? Kivegi said, no, that's what it means. It means a case of Nifsak. That means, first, to answer this question over here, what do these cashes? We bicker have three Mahalchim over here. We have the Taz, we pass from Yivol. We have the Shach that says it depends if it's Nicker, not Nicker. And then we have Kivek of the Magen Avraham that the Chumba Amal Maisa will be Mekel and Shishim, not Chumba Amal Maisa will be Machman and Shishim.
The Shach would hold what about
Oh, so let's speak it out. Maybe the Taz more. But again, we have this Mahalchim, and the one's Mahalch, whether it's Chumba or not. Now, the Pirim Gadam again does not like it. Shulchan Aruch already points out that Torah's Chatzis as a Kasha, the series is Issevet Aruch. When Issevet Aruch passed the Tam, what passed the seem to be like the Rivah? So some Kivegir, some Prim Gun, let's answer very simple. One's Nifsak, one's Loi Nifsak. What's bothering you? Let's answer, Nifsak, Loi Nifsak. The Mekir, he said, does not like the Magen Avraham. But the Maestro Kivegir brings down this Magen Avraham, this third Mahalach over here. If so, Let's understand. Is that the Mekel Bolo, this concept, is that a Chumru or is it a Mikra Din? So again, Pasha says it's a Chumru. That's Pekivagir, that's the Mulav Rom. Pekivagir agrees to that concept, the government like it over here, on the side of the Sugar's Lay Nifsak. The idea of the Chur is a Chumru. That's the Pasha's a Chumru. Had applied, does it make a difference if she's Shim or not? Fine, that'd be a Shalom Nois Kalim. That's what Pekivagir says. The question is it Taz and Shach disagreeing with that? The Taz and Shach did not say this Terence. So the question is, why did they not say this Teretz is a Chumrah? You have two options. Either they hold on to make laws and make it, never they have to say what it says. And no, but it's a Chumrah. Except on Salat, that's a Kimt over here, that's a Chosman Sefer, never the Chumrah Ba'almo. What is the Taz and Shach disagreeing with? Is that the make law a Chumrah Ba'almo or not?
You think that the Chumrah is still Mitzvah?
Yes. I have it's called with this Nikkur, not Nikkur, which, granted, the Shach makes a lot more sense. If it's Mikra Din, so if it's not Nikkur, who cares? Right. So a shach, it certainly sounds like it's a chumrah ba'almo. But I want to focus more on the Taz. The Taz the Ma'aseh, shach, I think it is a chumrah. It sounds that way. The Taz the Ma'aseh, he just said we go like the Rivo. What does the Taz hold out of make laws? Make a din is a chumrah. So the Taz in Simon Kuf Hei, on Sif Aleph, the grace of Taz, speaks out very clearly. He says it. That means when the Olam read Kuf Hei, Olam what the Taz means. So we'll get back to it over here. We're back to it now. You just have to go look at the Taz. The Taz over there discusses the Sugya of Kavosh. Loch of Kavish goes inside the Kli. If you want to take it out of the Kli, what's a loch after 24 hours Kavish? The Taz the Maisit Smoter. Well, I can ask 24 hours, no time of Kam. What happened to Bishul to this Kli that was also inside the Sugya of Kavish? That means it went inside Kavish, came out Kavish, no time of Kam, took 24 hours. But when in Kavish it came after a Bishul, you don't have a case of 24 hours. So maybe it'll be Osir, the food that the Hetter is cooked inside this Kli, Osir. When it went in by the case of Kavosh, it came out to Bishul. Say the Taz, no, the Maisit's motor. Taz says it. The Pim Gom says, what's Pshat? Once they tell you Seifer, different things. But the Taz says, you know why? Because the whole idea of asking a Kli is only Dov Mut, is a Chumru Ba'almo. And by Chumru Ba'almo, we did not say the Locha of Shishim by the case of a Klipo. Came the Sugyo Shefa. Masha Enkin, Simon Sadik Al Sif Hei. Over there, it's Mekha Din. I passed along to me. Vod the Locha to Mekha by the Porto. They are vadu ni shishik, but the vadu is mi'ikra din. Right. And he, no, but he's saying the whole day, the mekla is a mi'ikra din. That's time. He speaks, he says it very clear. He says, I agree to the concept shishik will not apply with the chumrah. That's why in Kofay Sif Aleph by Bishul on the clear aspect of Kovish, only when the dove of Mort, the Rashbo, dove of Mort, Shef al Maisa, I'll be mekla. But when it's mi'ikra din, like Tzadak Alf Sif Hei, I pass the Rivo, I pass it against the Muhammad, I'm over here, gives me mi'ikra din. Says Zivayol, he points out, Zivayol says over here, we see clearly that the Taz over here disagrees with the whole Avona of Ademek law. Not Sam's the Chumra Ba'alma and the Klum and how to apply their parameters to it. Then he can involve with the Taz, it's the Rice to Avona. That means there's a suffix over here. That means someone say even the Taz is the Rice of Mamish. For the Maestro, we have this idea of Ademek law, Be'ik the person can say it's the Chumra, we have a black and white Taz that says Mikadin. Again, the pasuk we passed is it's a chumrah ba'almo. Oh, so now the question is how to apply the Taz. That means really what comes out. That means the Taz is not clear. Take it further. What's the loch of this milk over here? That means it comes out. You have this milk that went on top of this basar. What's the loch of the milk? According to the Beitam, the mice is motor. Mechaber, the shach, the mice milk is not nikkur, is motor. At Sadar Shani, the revolt, Yam Shloimo, the Taz, the pasuk, the mice is osir. The way the Chav does come along, he really wants to machalik with his nifl loy nifsak. Now, to fit into the Taz, he sounds like yeah, others sound like not. He wants a taina, it really depends. If it's loy nifsak, it's medina. If it's nifsak, it's not medina. The if one say when it's nifsak, to be makel.
That's not
yeah, but it, no, so the Chav does is in the locha. The Kivegi is saying, right, basically, Kivegi is saying the Maravam over here, and the Chav does speaks out clearly the same thing. Now, to fit into the Taz, the Chav does sounds like yeah, pashas, lavdavka, not muchach, loy there. Now the Piskachuv on the page of Maisa, how he paskins, he means down the Chuas Chayim. He comes along also makes a chiluk whether it's Nifsak or Nifsak. He says it really depends. If it's like Nifsak, it's Medina, he wants to Aser. If it's Nifsak, it's Mechalik with his boss Mechalik with Shari Sturm. Why is Mechalik? We point out very good. Boss Mechalik is only a Dindir Abbanon, because over here it's not either Derech Bishuloi, it's not Mechal Ben Nasai. Therefore, by boss Mechalik, he'll be Mechal by Nifsak. Masha Enkei, by Shari Sturm, will only be Mechal by Hefse Mubo. In another case, Ademekalo, Bale Porto, full cools down, I'll be belay a little bit. Sometimes it happens, a person takes a piece of meat and puts it on top of something, and the chaps right away takes it off. He's still holding it. Would you have the chum over here of asking klipa? So one thing is, we know you took one piece and you put on the second piece, and we've, and then at the moment it touches, piece of cheese touches the meat, let's say. Very simple. I mean, usually it's not that exact case in the house. Usually something that you just throw is pyro and you put on top, then you chop right away, something else, you take it off right away. Oh, so the two things. One is the item knows the chamud and the other simon kofei.
5 seconds.
That doesn't say how long the seconds are, but something you take off right away has no time to be transferring. But that might the person can say we do not collect chamud and the other unless you have teruvim by the rabban and the marsham over there. However, come along over here, the darker tshuva being on the base yitzchak and says let's analyze what is the swaro the bamtin mice is called topting it's hot adonikel abalay porto. What's the lesson of Mekar? We have two pshatim over here. Is it means that pressure? It means that the fact that it's cold till it cools down. So he wants to time this as the Yad Yehuda, that if it goes inside pressure, there's no pressure you're holding in your hand. The Ivik cannot go one to another. The Ivik goes inside pressure, the Maisi can't be Mekal. So besides the Chamun, you have another reason. Who says even went in? A third reason is Chumr Ba'almo. In a Chumr Ba'almo, that we don't even have one Mahalchim. In a case that we had the Chamun Daniel, the Maisi, Dr. Chua, basically says to be Mekal. Maisi Mekal, that means the common times, people do it, people yell, scream, fall back, get the chum of a klipa.
Usually it's a little
awesome.
The other reason
is, with that
we, the, we saw over there, there we saw over there, the Masham Paskin, we have the Rabbanu with the Seer, we can't be Mekal. The Chur is the Rabbanu with
the Seer.
That's probably what this case is.
So the Svar of Chayved is a Seerif?
Not the Cholopach is a Seerif, yes. You can tell me maybe even the Svar of cooling down also applies, you don't have time to cool down, because then even the second Svar applies. No, but yeah, well, that's not what's it called in Kol in Yadacho.
Even
in Yadacho. Why in Yadacho? No, the bomb thing is hot. You won't have this head to make love. I'm talking about the bomb thing is cold. That was the case of it. Right, you take your hamburger, put in your bread, touch for a second. No, take whatever the case is. So you might have an alochi of the scrape off the bread, whatever it is.
But obviously, that learning pressure when he says that. Do you think that what if
the utensils is clean? Oh, so that's the same way it's designed. So that could be enough. You have other stories why maybe it is pressure. They're hitting each other. Oh, yeah, what is pressure? Touching is not leaning on it. Yeah, no. Also, want to say maybe because a longer time might affect it. That's also a catch. They point out, for if it's pressure, where's the pressure? Now, just one last point to the second case of the Sif Dalit over here. Is that we're saying the loch over here is that by case klipa, what comes out again, we have really three main sheets over here. By case of klipa, you cannot do a klipa. Either loch is to make a machaber amo. You have a case over here of the shach says, better with nicker, not nicker. You have the case of the tas asks against it. And we have kibeg, it says, it's coming amo to make right then. These are really the four things over here. Let's go back now to plug this into the tas, the sifkon aleph, the sifkon beis, on sif beis. On sif beis, the case where cold touches cold. Cold touch cold, what's the loch of b'diavad? Says the shach and sikon aleph, the mice it's mutter. Taz and sikon aleph. Come along the taz and sikon beis, it means down that the whole chedrochim, they have these shmatzah herring, or they have these kishuim, that's in the meimelech, and not on the on the plate of a goy. And the shirai is yam shalom against him, how can you go do this? How can you go do this? Should be also. Says the Taz, you bring down after you bring down the Amshon, the Aset, you bring down however the Torah Chatzis Lamaisa is Mekel. The question over here is that we have the Locha of Adoch and Sif Beis and Sif Aleph. We have the Locha of Klipo being in Sif Dalet. If you cannot do a Klipo, do you need Shishim or not? Of like this. Taz says, you need Shishim. And the Shach said, not Niki, you won't need Shishim. But the Sukh of Adoch is what we refer to as a small filament of the dirty plate touches this over here, this piece over here, it's on top of this thing. Do we need shishim against this filament over here? Same question. Is sif beis the same question as sif dal b'diavad? Is the same thing or not? The evil come along the Prima Gadim, it says.
We'll be like the taz and sif beis.
Oh, come along the Prima Gadim speaks out. The Yam Shloim over there that says, why it's osir, you know why? He's lishitasa. He passed on the sif dalid. They need shishim versus klipa. He passed the shot. The shishim versus the klipa. They want the base. The shishim versus the filament on top.
No, but the taz off the bleis, not even off the.
I don't know if it's a shame. There's no place, it's cold.
Maybe
you have
the
other,
then
you have the other, but
I'll come out
in my tank.
Again,
it's cold.
That's an opposition by cold. What that means? A rotation from the other and English.
Yeah, but it's. That's the Pasha means
it's passed over here.
Now he says it's a dirty plate, it's a clean plate. But this, the. The pashas is it's a dirty plate. The pashas, and if you Rambam and the Pesach Chupi speaks out, they say it's speak out. That case of the Yom Shlem is a dirty plate. They have the eskashel to wash it off.
What's with the taz?
Going the taz would be the same thing.
Why in the taz now? That's what it's
saying. Even going the taz, most of the effects is the outside of it, not the inside.
Outside of.
The only one go on the outside of this the herring or on outside of the salt water. It won't go in the inside. It won't be blamed inside. The herring touched it. So dofa, you see it? Dofa is matter, that's clear.
But then you sure wouldn't need for the klipa because there is no klipa.
No,
there is no.
I know. The question is, I know, but the question is, just like need, is it, what's the loch b'diavet? Over here at Siftal, what's the loch b'diavet? Shach is maisa, is mekel. Chamamam is mekel. Masha enkin, the taz, says you need shishim. So here also, do you need shishim against the filament and that's the top of it?
Against the what?
The filament and at the top of this herring. The herring touched the plate. Take it off, did not wash it off.
Do you need the
yeah.
Not also the plate. In the
or the main melech.
Who says that the main melech has the same chum as this?
That's the question. That's what I'm asking. Is sip bay the same thing as sip dalad? And then let's shoot also.
Kivager said it's worse.
Is it? Before giving Kivager, I didn't get that one. No, but I'm going to the Taz world. The Taz, what happens to the Taz? What is Pshat the Taz? The old three ball, right? So what do you want to say? Is that Lishkosa? Lishkosa? Just speak it out. What said? What's afterwards? With my there are two mahalchim in the Sam Taz. There's one mahalchim in the Taz, it's Lishatosa. Yeah, someone who says in Sepeis, it said the loch is that we are Baya, it's Mamash, even this, we are walking the Yamshlan Passons, like we evolved, my Sri Machmer. Very good. So it's Chatzah, the Maise, it's Motu B'diavet, he's Lushkosa, it's a Dalit. That means the whole idea of Shishim cannot do by Klippa, same thing Shishim cannot do with Tadadok, we have the same clone, same parameters. One Malik. Asad HaSheni, that was one time, the Yishul Chalakarbe, over the Maise, who says the Shamunus went on top of it, Zuki Yisloi Machsakinon, that's the Maise, the Taz, the Chuz, and Stira then. Sevalik, Paschus, B'diavet, Sevazi, ends over the Taras Chatas. Therefore, you read the Pesach Shuv on the page, he said it's not Pshan of the Taz, you begin on the Chavadas. Chavadah says, well, the reason why the Yom Shlom is being machmer, mitzad the sugya of mivat es hatchili de bemezit. A different sugya. Different svar over here. The ma'isa of the shamanus over here. The fact that they're giving it to you for you, putting it in the plate for you, they mean mivat es hatchili. Mivat es hatchili is a knasman to mezit. It's a shagya chanam bim motor. That means, is sibbeis the same thing as sibdalan? The Yom says, yes, same thing, lishtosa, and then they have kashal upon it. The chavadah, because the Yom Shlom over, what's shot in the taz? Different sugya. The sugya is what? Avada, but you have a ma'aseh b'motor. Except you have a bayam, a vatal, it's not a lechad chilo. It's not a sugya knas.
The prima gadda is a ma'aseh b'motor, it's not there, right?
What?
The prima gadda is a ma'aseh b'motor, it's
not there. He's not a gadda vatal, it's a sugya knas.
Like the riba, the riba also has a shishim, it's not
there. You have a shishim? No, you might, if you have a knas, maybe we also. He doesn't speak it out. He does not not see the Chavdas. Chavdas is after. He doesn't see the Jew is after. If the that concept should not be correct. He's doing it for you.
No, he doesn't think it's
off the back.
So,
that's called
the.
That's
a
terrorist
status. Stop me here.
So, yes,
no, I was to get if it's Shishim. Do you need the same clone? Do you need the same clone? Is it Shishim not? Again, the way that people are understanding the Nalchul is no Shishim. What are you saying? The Yam Shlomo says also in the door.
That's what he makes like him.
Fine. That's the last case in Sif Dalit is a case of Tzayinim and Tzayinim. Now again, that's really Sif Al Tzabezin of Gimel, but what comes out of here, there's a Kamal of Kivegin, he speaks out, is this different than the first couple of sifrim? That means sif alba is a gimel discussing we have salad to salad. Meat touches cheese or vice versa. You have a case of bread touching meat or bread touching cheese. Those are two salads. What happens when you have a liquid touching a salad, they're both tzaynin? Is it the same exact halacha? Kamal dem kivege, mingzah minchas Yaakov. And he wants to tie an interesting idea. When one touches another, and you separate with two salads, only left with the filament on top, the turach on top, then the mice is totally left with what halacha over there is. Again, we have the tassel on base. How do you understand? You have shishim imutu, but you have it. Fine. Over here in Siv Dalet, the case over here, when you have liquid and salad, they're both cold. So you take now the meat out from the liquid. Now, does the meat have inside of it blias of chalav? And then we do a dochi, take out the blias. Come on, we get a minchas yakas, the chiddush otzum. You have meat that's inside milk, cold and cold. Without the let's say there's no crevices inside, it's a salad piece over there. There's no spice still there, it's a salad piece. Or maybe the Mechavel should also, we'll get to Siv Zayin, that he holds only one sleeve. The mice is it's inside. And how much is it belay anything at all? Since the minchas yakas, the mice is belay. Cold and cold is belay right away. Blair. Are you doing a docha? A docha takes out the blias. A docha takes out the blias. I we have the loch. What? Yeah. When out. It goes it will go in, it'll come out. I know kovach is 24 hours. Yeah, but kovach 24 hours and the docha won't take it out. Otherwise it sounds like Minchas Yaakov, go like Malach, like when we spoke on the kovach. It goes in drop by kovach and then after 12 hours the whole time is there. It sounds like there is a blia going in right now. Tzaynim b'tzaynim. That's what Kivege b'Nam b'Chas Yaakov. No. Therefore, he says, if that's so, let's say a person now has this piece of meat, they're supposed to do a docha to it, and you did not do a docha to it, then you do it with an now you cook this piece of meat with something else. How much do you shish him against? Some Kivege. Now you shish him with the whole entire piece. Whole entire piece.
You don't know how much
it is? The whole thing. I don't know how much. I don't know where. The whole piece. It's not just. On that, the Kivege goes on further and quotes the Prima Gadim. Now, I don't know which Shulchan Aruch you have. Some Shulchan Aruch and Dorf Avil Nochen the Prima Gadim. Some Shulchan Aruch said Ayin Prima Gadim. Yesh v'yesh. The Meister Ayin Prima Gadim, he quotes and goes, hey, this Minchas Yaakov is a Pilei Ploim. There's a bleed going in when it's cold and cold. And the Meister, that's not so. About the Emes Lamito is Fakert, the only worrying about is the Adocho for the thing on top of it, it's not Balea. And therefore, you cook it without doing Adocho, when you need the Shishim first. The filament on top. That's it. Not more than that. Not more than that.
Doesn't matter. There's three levels in Metzias. There's two salad that are lach and then two salad that are yavish and then a salad that are lach.
That's what comes out, right?
Three different.
Yeah, which they now they point out. The Shach is saying. Now what comes out? If you realize this, what we're saying Zippe is what a lach is. Lach is Zippe. You're saying with the ever the meiser maybe to be mekel. Kivego over here saying he's shisha. When you're mavashal, that means he's saying with the evet to answer it, unless you have shisha. And he's saying the Kivege is saying not with Yaakov that Siv Dal same thing as Siv Aleph. Right? He's saying Dal Yaakov says Siv Dal has nothing to do with Alpha Mays. Kivege said no, you're wrong. The same exact sugya is not being blazed, only filament on top, and therefore what's halacha? You need shishim against that. That means he's passing that you need shishim. Against filament, and that means the loch is b'diyev won't be mutter. Sounds like it's going not la loch b'diyev be mutter. Will not be mutter. You need to have shishim. Only without shishim will be also. That means the question is very simple. You have a piece of meat touches a piece of cheese and you did not wash it off. What's a loch of b'diyev?
Dry cheese?
No. What's
b'diyev?
What do you mean?
Wash it
off.
Cooked it. You cooked it. You can't take it off anymore. You cooked it. And there is no shishim. There is no shishim and he cooked it. Now what's halacha? What? In which case? Again, by a piece of meat touching a piece of cheese. What's halacha? What's cold? Two things that are cold. Yeah. What's halacha in that case? Your question of the test. What's halacha? Cold touch each other. Yavish b'yavish touch each other. Meat touch cheese, not to a docha, and you can't cook it. Meat touches cheese, not Yavish Legamri. Meat touches cheese, some machluchas, not touching each other. What's a lach of the evet? You didn't wash it, now you cooked it, now what? Now what? Sounds like Kivege is going against the Taz, it's going all up in base. Could be.
What?
No.
Why not?
No, not the
question.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Our case, by the way.
You cut off the piece of meat, and now there's a whole entire thing of it, right? Pour it on top. Now it's wrapped around it.
After the boss fell to the
floor, we cut off it.
All over.
No, you only cut whatever to hit it, not the bottom part around it. Fine, Bet Hashem, next time, Chabur will be on Sefei Sevov, Sugo Melicha. It's lovely.